And Gigi was the one that would give me the hug, ask me like that outside the house, Temi Kosoko, ask me like that. So, you know, I just built this safe space around myself. People that felt like home. And I was okay with that. It was just peaceful and fun until we started. Now, Gigi was the first person that confessed feelings to me. He said, Jason, I have a crush on you. No, reverse. Then Ari came to me and he said, oh, there's this person, there's this girl, Omo, this girl, da 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 da. She said, if she catch you, hey, if you sleep beside her, da 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 da. Who is this person? He said, I cannot tell you. All right, that's fine. Girls will be girls. And eventually, she voiced out Gigi. And she was like, oh, I have a crush on you. And I prayed she never, you know, bring it up again, because she's a very sweet soul. And I did not want to lose the friendship, because I know that I will run. And I didn't want to lose the friendship. And I pray she didn't bring it up again. And that's, the next day was pool party. And I asked her, I'm like, Afra, who would that be? And she said, Gigi. I'm like, oh, yeah, she told me already. So she don't tell you, oh, mother. Yeah, that was Gigi Jasmine.
Hey.
And I said, all right, I pray this girl doesn't bring it up again, because I don't want to lose that friendship. And luckily for me, she didn't bring it up again. It was just